This episode of To Your Good Health Radio is brought to you by Organifi. For years, I've been looking for a whole food, plant-based protein meal enhancement product with organic greens and fruits. One that tastes great and doesn't contain any artificial chemicals or sweeteners. I'm thrilled to tell you, my search has finally ended thanks to Organifi. These guys don't cut corners, folks. Their products offer select whole foods, natural vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and MCT oils, which give you healthy fats that will keep you feeling full longer. Most people don't eat the recommended 5 to 9 servings of fruit and vegetables per day. Organifi can help you fill that void. Just add a scoop to water, apple juice, or almond milk, shake, and that's it. Easy, convenient, and mess-free. And their products taste amazing. Organifi is your source for organic plant-based products from whole food sources. Visit Organifi.com, that's Organifi.com, and type in promo code GOODHEALTH to receive 20% off your order. That's Organifi.com, promo code GOODHEALTH. Hi, this is Dr. David Freeman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Everyone wants to look their very best, but sometimes the sands of time and the weight of gravity take a toll on our physical appearance. Plastic surgery is a popular solution, but there's the cost, the downtime, and it does come with risks. With us today is Dr. Anthony Yoon, America's holistic plastic surgeon and author of The Age Fix, how you can look 10 years younger without going under the knife. Don't go away. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Freedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a board-certified plastic surgeon, award-winning author, and anti-aging expert. He's been named as one of the top plastic surgeons in the United States by Harper's Bazaar and the U.S. News & World Report. He's appeared on several TV shows, including Good Morning America, The Rachel Ray Show, The Doctors, The Dr. Oz Show, Fox & Friends, and that's just naming a few. Known as America's holistic plastic surgeon, he's a strong advocate for responsible plastic surgery and recommends only using the scalpel as a last resort. His best-selling book, The Age Fix, is a holistic guide to looking 10 years younger without going under the knife. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anthony Yoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, so great to have you with us. You know, we've had many plastic surgeons on the show, always interesting stuff, but I have to say you're the first one that goes out of his way to convince people to stay out of the operating room. Share with us why.
Well, I think, you know, as a physician, the first thing we do is we take an oath, you know, not to do any harm. And plastic surgery in and of itself, cosmetic plastic surgery, is something that nobody truly needs. You know, there's reconstructive surgery that's a whole different story. But
right.
Because it's not something you need, we're essentially taking people who are healthy, and we are performing invasive procedures on them that could potentially make them unhealthy. And so, because that really is a big overriding principle and a thought that I have any time I bring somebody to the operating room, I take it very, very seriously. If there's any way that I can get somebody where they want to be, you know, with how they feel about themselves, without putting them at risk of actually going under the knife, then it just makes sense that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's a great, great concept there. I know some people are naturally younger looking for their age, and then there's the other, 89% that don't seem to age as gracefully. From your experience, is there a commonality among those that are naturally youthful looking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's genetics that we can't do much with, but there is so much more to our aging process than just genetics. And I think with our health too, you know, and so there is this underlying movement of physicians and healthcare practitioners, and even people in the beauty and industry like myself, where we're looking at how is it that you can stay looking youthful and not just say, well, you know, it's because my parents looked young, you know, as they got older.
Right.
So it always starts with the food that we eat, and it progresses from there to what you put on your skin. And then if you want to take that extra step, then there are a lot of different things that plastic surgeons and dermatologists have to offer short of surgery that can make profound changes to people's appearances and not necessarily put them at risk of going under the knife and the anesthesia and all that type of stuff.
Right. I know in your book, The Age Fix, you really hone in on how our physical appearance is related to what we eat. Share with us a few things people are eating that could be accelerating the aging process.
Yeah, so the first thing that I always tell people is if you're going to do one thing, start with one thing, decrease the amount of sugar that you eat. And sugar itself is the big ager in our diet. sugar can age us in multiple ways. It's kind of a number of different pathways, from glycation to chronic inflammation, from chronic blood sugar and insulin spikes. And so if people say, look, you know, what can I do? What's the simple thing that I can do that will slow down my aging process? The first thing is decrease sugar. And I tell you, there's so many people that drink soda pop. And if you just decrease the amount of soda pop you drink, you know, and just save that for, let's say, a special occasion, that in and of itself can have huge benefits to your skin.
Got it. So soda pop would be get rid of that. And then so if somebody's like in the morning when they wake up and they want to do something that's proactive for their skin, what should they eat for breakfast?
Some good stuff you can eat. Number one, you always want to start with those antioxidants. And so antioxidants, basically what they do is they protect your skin as well as they protect your insides against free radicals and oxidation. So there are things that are attacking our bodies pretty much all day, you know, when we're out. Free radicals from pollution in the air, from automobile exhaust, even free radicals are produced by eating processed factory-made foods. And so by ingesting antioxidants, these antioxidants will neutralize these free radicals. These free radicals are things that are causing us to age more quickly, and it helps protect our skin. So what foods are rich in antioxidants? Very simple. Colorful fruits and vegetables. So a lot of us, we love to eat fruit in the morning. Have a bowl of berries, colorful berries. Mix them up, you know, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. Those are some of the most powerful foods that can not only help your overall health, but can really help your skin to fight those free radicals and to age more slowly.
And let me reiterate for the listeners, that doesn't mean get the blueberries, the strawberries, the raspberries that he said that's inside a Pop-Tart.
No.
You know, there's people saying, oh, I do that already. I eat Pop-Tarts. No,
well, it's like saying that my vegetable is the ketchup. You know, that's the best
one. There you go.
No, I mean, it's so important to have those fresh fruits and vegetables. Ideally, if you can get organic, I usually recommend that. But if you can't, it's fine. Just get those fresh fruits and vegetables. Add that to your diet. And you know, fresh fruits and vegetables are expensive, but what you can always do is you can go and get frozen ones. And a lot of the frozen ones you can get at places like Costco and things like that are frozen very quickly after they're harvested. And they're almost just as good for you as if you got it fresh. And usually it's a lot cheaper.
Oh, that's great. I know with you know, in your field, you probably see so many of these anti-wrinkle potions, lotions, pills, and costly gadgets on the market. Do any of them work?
They do. And so what I usually recommend for patients, you know, is it's hard because, you know, you and I will go into a Nordstrom or Saks or Macy's and you just see all of these products. And it's like they all promise to be better than Botox. They promise to take 10 years off of your age. How do you know which of these actually work? Well, what I recommend for my patients is something I called a 2 minutes, 5 years younger skincare routine. So you shouldn't have to take more than 2 minutes in the morning and 2 minutes at night to take good care of your skin and to slow down that aging process. And what that anti-aging skincare routine, very simple. In the morning, you cleanse your skin. You apply an antioxidant. We mentioned antioxidants in the berries. Well, you can get antioxidant in the form of vitamin C. Vitamin C is a very potent antioxidant. You put that on your skin as a serum or as a cream, and then you put a sunscreen on over that. And what those two things, the antioxidants and the sunscreen, is going to do is it's going to protect your skin throughout the day. Then at night, and that literally will take you 2 minutes or less to apply those three things. At night, what you want to do is you have to cleanse your skin at night. So for those of you who may be listening and you say, look, I don't have time, I only want to wash my face once a day, then you wash it at night, not in the morning. Because you have to get rid of the day's worth of grime, pollution, of oil, of sebum, and clean that off your face to kind of start with that new palette. Because your skin does have to breathe at night. Then what you want to do is apply an anti-aging cream. The one that I recommend as a starting point is a retinol-based cream. Retinol is a form of vitamin A, and science has shown that it is the best anti-aging cream that we know of so far. And the vast majority of plastic surgeons and dermatologists would recommend a retinol cream over others. And the great thing about retinol creams is that the vast majority of kind of big skincare manufacturers do make retinol creams, and they're not that expensive. You do that at night. That's all you have to do. If you want to apply a night cream over that, feel free. You know, if you like that added moisture, but you don't have to. And then 2 to 3 times a week, exfoliate your skin. You can do it using like a Clarisonic type of a brush. You can do it using a scrub that you can buy at the store. But that's all you have to do. It's literally 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night. You do that, and you're ahead of 98% of other people your age.
Wow. I was just going to say, what about exfoliation? Then you brought it up. You said it right there after. That's great. I wonder, because a lot of people can overdo it. They can do it daily, and that's too much, isn't it?
Yes. And so ideally, if you have sensitive skin, you should only exfoliate maybe even just once a week. If you have, quote-unquote, regular skin, then 2 to 3 times a week is sufficient. You don't want to exfoliate so much that your skin's getting irritated. For some people, they get, let's say, a Clarisonic, one of those, you know, brushes right. that their head rotates, and they use it every single day, morning and night.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's just too much. Your skin at that point is actually getting potentially damaged from it. So exfoliating 2 or 3 times a week is usually sufficient. And exfoliating is great because how it works basically is as we get older, our skin turns over more slowly. So when we're younger, our skin turns over every 6 to 8 weeks. And that's one reason why our skin looks and feels vibrant and smooth and youthful. As we get older, that skin turnover really slows down. So it may take 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 14 weeks for it to turn over. So we get this clumping up of dead skin cells on the surface. Well, exfoliation gets rid of those dead skin cells, and it sends a cellular signal to the deeper skin to start turning over more quickly. And we start getting back, hopefully, closer to that every 6 to 8 week turnover.
Wow, that's a great explanation. I've never heard that. That makes a lot of sense. And that's why, you know, the younger people have that youthful look, and they don't need to do all the stuff you just said if somebody's in their 20s.
Exactly, yeah. Because their skin, it's turning over more quickly. Obviously, they have more collagen in their skin. You know, we've all been there, but it lasts, unfortunately, just such a short period of time.
Right. Goes by so fast. Hey, in your book, you share some really affordable do-it-yourself skin-enhancing products. Can you share an example of something that our listeners could create, maybe using ingredients commonly found in their home?
Yeah, and you know, this is the fun part of, I think, doing these DIY stuff. Basically, what you can, you know, there's a couple of things that you can do. The first thing, honey. Honey is a kind of jack-of-all-trades for at-home skincare. So in any type of, let's say, a mask or a scrub that you make for your skin, honey is always a great ingredient. Then what you can do is kind of try a couple of different types of, just to start out with, fruit juices. So apple juice, lemon juice, even pulp-free orange juice, those all have citric acid in it. That's an alpha hydroxy acid. And you can do kind of a nice at-home chemical peel or a mask by combining, let's say, a little bit of honey with a couple of these different fruit juices. You combine that, you mix it up in a little bowl, and apply it to your skin. You let it dry, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then you wash it off with some warm water. And really, that's a nice, very, very inexpensive way to do a nice kind of at-home chemical peel. Another thing, another kind of cool little trick, if you'd like, if you're the type of person where at the end of the day your eyes are tired, you feel like you've got bags under your eyes, and you just want to relax a bit, or if you're going to do that and then you want to go out and look good, one trick is you get steep some green tea, put the green tea in the refrigerator, get it nice and cool, and then chop some white potatoes. And what you do is you take those potato slices, you dip it in that green tea, you let it sit in that cold green tea for several minutes to kind of absorb into it, and instead of using cucumbers over your eyes, use these potatoes with the green tea. Now, there's a lot of things this does. So the potatoes contain starch, and that actually is a very mild skin lightener. So for people who have dark circles under their eyes, that may help a little bit. The green tea also is chock full of antioxidants, and we've mentioned already just how great that is for your skin to fight those free radicals and to soothe the skin. But the green tea also has caffeine, and that caffeine is going to help to shrink up and tighten up that skin. So a number of different things. You get rid of the cucumbers, use potatoes in green tea.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because potatoes, I mean, the cucumber has always been the go-to, so that's great information. I know gray hairs are not congruent with the youthful look. I remember seeing you on TV. It might have been Rachel Ray where you showed how to remove gray hairs using potato skin water, probably a lot safer than the synthetic chemicals and dyes that people put on their head.
Yeah, this is kind of just a quick trick. It doesn't last super long. So unfortunately, I would love for you to say that, oh, you do this and it's going to last you a long time. But what you can do, a little trick, if you're caught and your hair is gray and you don't have time to get it dyed and you need to darken it, very simple. You take potato peels, you boil them in water, you strain out those potato peels, and then you take that water that's left over, you chill it, and then you use that as a rinse after you shampoo your hair. And it will literally darken those grays. And that will last for a washing or two before it runs out. So just a cool little trick.
That's neat. So people could do that when they shampoo, every time they shampoo, and it would stay dark.
Yeah, it's just that's a lot of potato peel water to have to store.
That's interesting.
I'll warn you, your hair does smell a little bit like potatoes afterwards.
Yes. So in other words, for you men out there, if you're doing this, you're going to be known as Mr. Potato Head.
There you go.
That's great. Share with us about the non-surgical procedures available. I know that you've got Botox, chemical peels, lasers, ultrathermic, cool sculpting. How do you determine which one is the best option?
Well, they all have different things that they do. And so Botox is obviously super popular. It's the number one treatment in our office. And basically what it is, it's a very powerful toxin that's injected in the tiniest amounts into areas to cause those, to cause muscles basically to weaken and decrease wrinkles. But that is invasive. And so for those of you who are listening who are looking for something that's not invasive, one of the coolest things that we're dealing with now in the field of plastic surgery is non-invasive fat reduction. You know, and I used to call this the holy grail of plastic surgery. You know, how do you get rid of unwanted, stubborn fat without diet, exercise, or surgery? Well, we can do it now. The one that we're using now is called Sculpture. And this is a laser that heats up the fat, and it literally will go through the skin, so the skin is unaffected, but the laser will heat up the fat about a centimeter and a half deep underneath that skin and cause that fat to heat up to a certain extent that those fat cells are irreversibly damaged. And the body then, over the span of about 12 weeks, will then clear that those fat cells, those dead fat cells, naturally. Basically, you poop it out. And we find that studies show after one 25-minute treatment, you can reduce the thickness of fat by upwards of 24% in just a 25-minute treatment. And
wow.
So it's really exciting, what we're able to do nowadays without any invasiveness at all.
And they can go right back to work. There's no downtime.
There's no downtime to it, although it does take some time for it to work. It does take upwards of 12 weeks to see the final results, and it's not the same as liposuction. It's not a weight loss procedure. It really is for those people who say, look, I take good care of myself, I'm in good shape, I eat well, yet darn it, my mom gave me, these saddlebags, or darn it, my dad gave me this little pooch on my belly. You know, those are the types of things that, the types of areas and stuff that it can work very, very well for.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about the stress. I know that's got to contribute to the aging process. I mean, you could just look at our presidents after, 4 years, they look like they aged 10 years. I would imagine stress is a big factor to your job.
Yeah, and it really is. And that's something that it's hard because, I get patients who'll come in and they say, okay, I've got this cosmetic issue, that cosmetic issue, and they want an easy fix to it. And sometimes it isn't so easy, and there are these underlying factors that will prematurely age us, not just on the outside, but really on the inside, too. Right. I can't tell you how many people that I have seen where they said, hey, I feel like in the last 2 years I've aged 10. And typically when they come in and they say that, and I hear this all the time from people, I ask them, well, what has happened over the last couple of years? And inevitably it's the death of a parent or a divorce or losing a job. You know, if some major life stressor hits them, they've got a sick parent that they've had to take care of, and they literally see themselves aging before their eyes. And so exactly that, you're 100% on the mark, there is this acceleration of aging that occurs with stress. And so part of slowing down the clock and part of the whole idea of staying young and youthful does have to do with mindfulness and doing things like meditation, and reducing your stress in the ways that work for you. And there is, some of this is, it's like I can see it, I hear the stories, but it's actually been proven for hair loss, that there is a proven thing. We give it a name, telogen effluvium, where people who are stressed will lose their hair. And so when I get patients say, hey, I feel like I'm losing my hair, do you think I need a hair transplant? The first thing I ask them is, are you having a lot of stress? Because that's what you want to start, the easiest thing and sometimes most common thing to tackle.
Yeah, and you bring a good point. You got meditation, you can see a counselor, you can practice, go to massage, yoga, so many different type of things to address, and then go get the lines and the wrinkles taken care of. Let me ask you about drinking alcohol. Does that have any effect on our skin, good or bad?
Yeah, it's not good because alcohol technically is a toxin. It also dehydrates. So it can dehydrate your skin. The only caveat to that, I would say, is there's one drink that I think the alcohol, if you have it once a day at the most, that the alcohol will be negated by the good effects of the drink, and that is red wine. Okay, so red wine is chock full of resveratrol, which is a very powerful antioxidant. And that's one reason, you know, doctors and scientists have postulated that one reason why people who live in the Mediterranean, you know, Italians and things, are healthier than Americans is because of the amount of red wine that they drink. So what I usually recommend for patients, you know, if you like your wine, switch from white to red, because red wine does have more antioxidants, more powerful antioxidants than white, and limit it to one glass a day. You know, so drinking five glasses of wine, now the toxic effects of the alcohol are going to override the beneficial effects of those antioxidants. And if you really want to have a nice after dinner treat, then pair a glass of red wine with a square of dark chocolate. Make sure it's at least 70% or more cacao, because once again, now we're dealing with these great antioxidants that are in the dark chocolate. You combine that with the red wine, and it's actually good for you. That's a great thing.
Wow. When you said that, I don't know if you felt the vibration of all the smiles from our female listeners. I felt it. It was in the air.
Yeah, I mean,
Did he say chocolate?
Exactly. A nice glass of red wine, you combine that with a square of dark chocolate, and you're doing your body a favor.
Wow, who would have thought that? That's great. Now, with all the chemical and the natural methods available and the ones you've discussed, when is surgery the best option? When do you say, all right, it's time?
Yeah, so really it comes down to, we are working on so many things to try to take the place of surgery, but the one thing that we're nowhere near getting a non-surgical option is when there is excess skin. Okay, so excess skin, what does that specifically mean? It means if you've got underneath your chin, if you've got a lot of hanging skin there, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do with short of surgery to take care of that. If you've got hanging skin of your eyelids and you can't see that well, there's nothing we can do but surgery. If you've lost a lot of weight, or if you've had multiple children and there's skin hanging from your tummy, you know, there's no type of food that you eat that's going to make that better. There's no laser that's going to treat that. Liposuction won't do it. You just have to, unfortunately, have loose skin cut out if it's going to be treated. So that's really the main area, you know, and obviously it's multiple areas of our body. But if your cosmetic issue comes down to, I have loose or excess skin, then we just don't have anything to basically cause that skin to disappear. We have to physically cut it out. And unfortunately, physically cutting it out does create permanent scars.
Got it. But that's kind of a rarity, because the majority of people want wrinkles, they want age, they want glowing skin, they want, you know, the fillers.
Yep.
And stuff.
Yeah, other than that, if you've got wrinkles, if you've got age spots, if you've got blemishes and stuff, all that we can improve without going to the knife. But if it comes down to loose or hanging skin, then unfortunately that's where surgery is usually your only real reasonable option.
That's great. I'm just curious, I want to bring, over the years, you probably had people come in that look fantastic and aren't a candidate for any procedure, and you see beauty, and in their eyes, they don't see it. Do you have to put your psychiatrist hat on to get them to feel good about themselves?
Yeah, it happens pretty much every day. Literally almost every day, I tell somebody, look, you don't need this. You look amazing. And they say, well, what about this little wrinkle? And I've told patients, look, I actually do not see what you're pointing at. There is nothing there. You know, and I tell patients, just yesterday I told a woman, you know, she wants me to do this type of a tummy tuck, and I said, look, your tummy looks better than 98% of women your age, and I'm just not going to do it. Like, it's a mistake. Do not do it. And if you see somebody who says you should, then run the other way, because, you know, they're lying to you. It's not, you know, just leave it alone. And I tell so many people, use that money, take a nice vacation. And whenever I say that, you see the spouse light up, they smile, and they go, oh, wow, this guy's actually telling the truth. So,
oh, that's a great advice. Now, in the minute we have left, is there anything else you would like to share about the age fix or final advice for the listeners on caring for their skin?
Yeah, basically what it comes down to is, in general, what is healthy for your insides will usually be healthy for your outsides. And we're learning so much more about the health of our insides and how it can correlate to our skin conditions. I have actually a podcast called The Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. It's on iTunes and Android and all that. So I interview a lot of different people. Some of our common friends we interview
nice.
To share this great advice.
Oh, that's great. Well, Fan, thanks so much for being with us today. Shared such youthful information with the listeners, and we appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's great. To get your copy of The Age Fix, you can go to dryoun.com. That's Y-O-U-N.com. So you can look 10 years younger without going under the knife. While you're there, be sure to check out his video library, articles, and blog posts, and check out his podcast that he just mentioned. You can also follow him on Twitter at TonyYounMD. For my daily health tweets, follow me at Dr. David Friedman. And you can stay up to date on all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share this podcast with friends, family, and coworkers so they too can learn the secrets to looking 10 years younger like you learned today. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.